Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 1, verse 1, we were taught that we need to be constantly aware that our behavior is that which becometh holiness. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
As many Christians and local churches in these last days try to be as Tinseltown and put on a show, hoping to draw a crowd by appealing to its fleshly lust, while saying, oh, we are Christians. But it's not the reality of the riches of Christ. It's not the reality of the riches of Christ that are as pure as gold, because what they put on may be costly in man's idea of money and cost and wealth, but it doesn't have the purity of heaven's gold. In chapter 1, after we see the deity of Christ in verses 1 through 4, and seeing it is his church, warns against the wrong kind of people. The wrong kind of people getting in leadership. You might say, gaudy. Now, let the things that are right be kept holy in how we handle it. You know, they took the holy temple and they decided to do things there, to draw images on the wall. They tried to do other things that brought in Baal and brought in some sinful things. And you read Ezekiel chapters 8 and 9, you'll see some of the things that happened there. It's like the contemporary movement of today. And so, as we go through Titus, we'll see that we are not to forget. Let us not forget, as we go throughout this entire book, the emphasis of personal behavior with the goal to make our person to walk constantly, daily, in behavior as becometh holiness. You see, you can be right in your words, but wrong in your actions. You can say good things, but end up bringing glory to yourself and not to Christ. That defeats our purpose as a Christian. We want to bring glory to his great name. So, with those thoughts in mind, let's look now to verses 1 through 4 here of Titus chapter 1. Now, godly persons are servants. They're not prima donnas who act as professionals being led by their great minds, act as they have all wisdom and knowledge to almost you don't need the Word of God unless you can twist it to fit their philosophies. And they're abandoning what they're supposed to be, that is the beacon call of leading a life that glorifies God and lives and works at the leading of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. He leads through the Word of God. Now, with those thoughts in mind, let's look at verses 1 through 4. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, listen to this next phrase, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due time manifested his word through preaching, through preaching, which is committed to me according to the commandment of our Savior, to Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. By the way, many times as you read through the New Testament where the Lord used Paul to write down his words, many times the emphasis was made not of just Jesus or not of just Christ, not of just Lord. Many times the Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's good when we pray. A lot of times we say in Jesus' name as if it's like saying goodbye to somebody that you've been at their house or they've been at your house and they're leaving, and you just say goodbye. Prayer's not that way. In Jesus' name, we're saying we believe this is his will. So when we say in the name of the Lord, his deity, God come in the flesh, the Lord Jesus, his humanity, Christ, the anointed one that would take away our sin, the anointed one who will be the King of kings and the Lord of lords, I pray because I think it's what he would want. As I read and study the word of God, this is his will that I pray for this. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what a great name. And so it may be a way that you just think that perhaps that's the way I ought to pray. So again, we look at verse 1. Paul, a servant of God. And we're going to just kind of point at this first verse and stay there a little bit before we go on to verses 2, 3, and 4. So, again, we read there, Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after holiness. Now notice, which is after holiness. And the end of the first verse as well, these are words that are of utmost importance. They will call for our attention that we acknowledge truth, even if it goes against our grain to acknowledge truth. Even if it goes against that favorite preacher, maybe a college professor, somebody that taught you something that was special in your life, even if it goes against the revealed truth they thought they were teaching you, you always stick with the Word of God. Paul said the people at Berea were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures to see if those things were so. You see, God's eternal truth will be both absolute, and 100% godly. Godly persons are established by the truth of God's word. And why? Because he breathed out every word and he preserved it so that it would direct us in our days in life, and so that when we do leave this life, when we do appear before God, we can hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in few things. I'll make thee ruler over many." 1 John 2:28 lets us know that some are going to be ashamed at his appearing, and some will have confidence. And so we need to ask ourselves, what will it be with me? And what should I do about it right now in my personal life? See, it's important to see that the Greek word here for acknowledging in verse 1 is the word epinosis. It's defined as clear and exact knowledge, which powerfully influences the manner of our relationship and service with him. And so, when he says, Paul, servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, okay, according to the faith of God's elect. and the acknowledging of the true. Oh, my goodness. The acknowledging of the truth is above all other men when it's God's truth. It's always above all other men and mankind. So having seen that, knowing that, and I hope you understand that, I hope it speaks to your heart. I hope it means something to you. So let us consider some word meanings here then, in this verse, to help us see the makeup of a godly person. See, this Bible is written for a purpose. These verses are here for a purpose. And we begin to see the makeup of a godly person. Paul, a servant of God. Servant is using the Greek word doulos. Is defined as one who is a permanent and in a permanent relation of servitude to another. The Apostle Paul made himself a doulos, somebody who is from now on, okay, now on, permanently in a relationship to one he is serving them. And so all things are by his will. His will is altogether consumed in the will of the one who is his Lord. That's got to be our attitude. Christ is Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. Our will must be altogether consumed in the will of Christ, especially when we see that he is God come the flesh. Now, that was clearly understood in that day from those who would read the book of Titus when they got that letter. They would understand what Paul was saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 22 says, "For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise, also, he that is called free is Christ's servant." Almost sounds like contradiction, but it's a contrast. You see, you may be free in man's eyes, but as a saved person, you're a servant of the Lord. As a servant of the Lord, you are free in his sight to have his power and strength to serve him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.